To help improve its response to clergy sex abuse allegations, the Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts, is conducting an online survey. The results of the survey will be used by an independent task force that's to recommend improving how the diocese investigates and handles sex abuse allegations. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jeffrey Trant, Director of the Diocesan Office of Safe Environment and Victim Assistance.
We are inviting and seeking help from various stakeholders throughout the community, those within the Catholic Church, and those outside of the faith community, to provide input into the strategic plan that is being developed to help improve our response to allegations of sexual abuse and victim assistance.
So basically anybody, are you going to screen who participates?
Paul, this is an open invitation to anyone within the community. Within the survey, one of the questions asks respondents to identify what their relationship is to the Catholic Church, and that if someone doesn't have a direct relationship, they would have an ability to tell us that as well.
So what, in addition to asking what their relationship is to the church, what are some of the other questions you're asking?
Our goal is to seek input on what we have referred to in what the task force refers to as their six strategic pillars. And those pillars are acknowledging the trauma of sexual abuse on members of our community and ensuring the allocation of resources that are needed to promote healing of survivors in the faith community. Secondly, responding to allegations of sexual abuse in our church community in a timely, compassionate, and fair way. Thirdly, ensuring that the diocese has a transparent system of protocols and procedures that guarantee respect and due process for all involved. Fourth, ensuring that local church leadership is held responsible and accountable for failing to protect children and other vulnerable persons. Fifth, holding those who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse responsible and accountable. And sixth, preventing sexual abuse of anyone in our faith communities in the future. And so the survey is asking respondents to provide feedback and to rate how the Diocese of Springfield has done in the past with those six strategic pillars. And we're also inviting input on what recommendations the task force should consider making to improve this performance. So really, the purpose of it is twofold. One is to collect data around how the Diocese of Springfield has responded in the past, and then in a forward-thinking way, inviting and asking for input for opportunities for improvement moving forward.
What happens to the information after it's collected?
When the survey is complete, the data will be analyzed, and it will be used by the independent task force to help inform data-driven decisions on the recommendations that they will ultimately be making to the Bishop of Springfield.
And when is that report from the task force expected? Especially now that we're between bishops, so to speak.
We are, and so no specific time frame has been established. The task force is committed to doing their work rigorously and to also doing it in a prompt fashion. And so they will conclude their work as soon as they're able to. And so certainly they're mindful of ensuring that there is an end in sight. However, they are focused first and foremost on making sure that they are rigorous, on ensuring that they are inviting and engaging stakeholders from throughout the diocesan community and throughout the broader community to provide input that can then be used to help inform decisions and next steps. Because ultimately, Paul, what we're doing here is developing a strategic plan that will set forth a strategic vision for what actions and steps will be taken over the next 1 to 3 years to improve our overall response in this area. So it's important that we do it well. It's important that we do it right, and it's important that we listen to the community and that we take their feedback their input and their lived experience into consideration in every step of the decision-making process.
Is your office continuing to update its policies and procedures, or are you waiting for this task force report before doing anything?
The final policy and procedure and kind of review and development that we will do will be done in concert with this plan. So even though policy and procedure development is an ongoing issue, ultimately this plan will set forth a blueprint, one of which will include identifying, kind of any areas of deficiency that need to be addressed through policy and procedure in the future that we haven't already addressed.